you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tracy from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Are you a small business owner or even someone who dreams of entrepreneurship? Then check out Season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from iHeart Podcasts and Intuit QuickBooks. Join hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres as they interview entrepreneurs sharing insights around starting and nurturing a small business. You won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too.
Planning your next trip? Choice Hotels' family of 22 brands has over 7,400 locations and the perfect hotel for any traveler you want to be. Like a Cambria Hotel, serving up locally inspired craft cocktails for all my folks who maybe want to meet up and talk about Mad Royals. Check into a Radisson Hotel with flexible workspaces for you strivers who listen during business travel. Or a Comfort Hotel with free hot breakfast, family-friendly pools, and big spacious rooms for the parents who listen with their kids and need a little retreat. What are you waiting for? Join Choice Privileges and start earning points toward your next stay. Find a stay for any you when you book direct at choicehotels.com, where travels come true.
Is your underwear in need of a refresh? Meet Tomboy X, makers of the original boxer briefs for women, queer-founded and queer-run. Tomboy X designs sustainable, gender-inclusive underwear and apparel in sizes 3 extra small to 6 extra large. Use code IHEART at checkout for 20% off your first purchase only at tomboyx.com. Shop now on TomboyX.com.
Welcome to Stuff You Missed in History Class, a production of iHeartRadio. Hello and happy Friday. I'm Holly Fry.
And I'm Tracy V. Wilson.
So, Tracy, we talked about Evangelista Torricelli this week.
Mm-hmm.
Can I tell you what one of the hardest things about talking about physics and math and science in this period of time is for me?
Yeah, tell me.
Everyone is kind of has all of the titles. No one is just a scientist. It's like astronomer, philosopher, mathematician.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm always like, which do I use if I'm trying to just write a simple sentence? And it's frustrating.
Just make everyone be polymath.
Right. But that doesn't ever seem quite right either.
The hardest thing for me, having not been the one researching the episode, was saying all the Italian names. Because as I was confirming pronunciations on all of the names, which I hope I did adequately on, I found that every single one of them, when I read it in my head from the paper, I either put in a consonant that did not go there, or I took out a vowel that did go there, and zero of them did I have right in my head on the first try.
I think that's natural for a language that you don't speak. I have the same problem. You know, I always say that whenever there's a foreign language we encounter that is not French, I tend to say it with a French accent, which is just ridiculous. But there it is. That's when my brain goes, the other language, and it just pulls that out. I'm working on Italian. I'm not doing great, but
no.
I'm working on it.
I did start a Duolingo of Italian back when we very first started talking about going to Italy. And then the pandemic started, and I did not have the brain capacity for it. And also felt, I felt like I was either jinxing the potential of going to Italy or I'm not sure what. So I still have that whole course installed on my phone, but I
Me
have
too.
Not kept up with it.
Yeah, I do that ding-dong thing where I just keep adding courses in Duolingo, and then it's like just too much to keep up with. I'm like, of course I'll also learn Hawaiian. Of course I will work on my French. Of course, throw some German in there. dear me, what have I done? Like, I can't, I can't ever keep up with it. But I continue to try. And I feel like every, like, 6 weeks to 2 months, I get, like, another surge where I'm like, yes, every day I will do two lessons in each language. And that lasts for a couple of weeks. And then I kind of fall apart, or I go on a trip, or I, you know, something mm-hmm. happens. And then the yeah. pickup is there, never to be replaced again. I had not known very much about Torricelli before this one.
No, me neither.
And it is interesting to think about how many developments and strides were being made in the maths and sciences in Italy at this time, all over the world, particularly in Europe and particularly in Italy. So I can kind of see, especially because he did die young from whatever mystery ailment, I can see where he does not get the same level of attention in historical discussions of this time. I am very fascinated by his desire to avoid controversy. Like, to me, that is a marvel. We don't often really talk about, I mean, I kind of found myself a little embarrassed that even though we have studied a lot of these pieces of this puzzle before, where I was like, gosh, it was really 100 years after Copernicus that people were still being tried just for going like, I think that guy was onto something. That to me is very interesting. Like, the 100 years later, it was still heretical to even consider that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we as humans don't always welcome new ideas. And that's a really good example of it.
It's been a theme on our show sometimes.
Yeah. So that idea of like, I don't want to fight you guys. I'm just saying I did this experiment and it kind of proved the thing wrong that we all thought was true, but I'm not publishing that. Like, I kind of love whatever's going on in his head at that point. I'm like, I'm just writing to you, my friend. And then, of course, Ricci told everybody and it all got out. But yeah, those are that whole how you navigate that from a personal standpoint is fascinating to me. And we don't often talked about kind of the people mm-hmm. of the day going, I would like to not get in this fight, please.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like I have this on a way less consequential level when, like, I have an unpopular opinion about a movie or something and I'm like, not gonna tweet that.
Well, right. But I mean, I will say, yes, it's less consequential. But part of it to me is like, in the case of something like a movie, unless it is really conveying like a dangerous message, if somebody out there, it's their favorite thing and they love it and it's not holding us back, like in terms of a people from scientific breakthroughs or whatever. So for those, I'm generally like, if I didn't like a book or movie, I usually just never talk about it and I don't care because I don't want to, you know, badmouth something somebody else loves. Just like I don't love it when somebody goes, oh, that movie you love, it sucks. I'm like, why? Get out of my face. I don't care what you think. I don't want to be that person to somebody else. But if it were a case of like, hey, y'all, science, which we're seeing some of those, you know, arguments going on, those are a little more important and worthwhile to have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a, again, I just did the experiment. I'm not getting involved. The Torricelli method of managing your life and your strife.
I'm Tracy V. Wilson from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Did you know small businesses make up 99.9% of all businesses in the United States? The world is powered by entrepreneurs, and if you're a small business owner or even someone dreaming of starting your own business, then you'll want to check out Season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from Ruby Studio, from iHeartMedia, and Intuit QuickBooks. And every episode, hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres talk to entrepreneurs about how they've grown from the lessons of launching and nurturing a small business, and how they have found success being their own boss. From the excitement of first starting out to finding the right tools and resources to process invoices and payments like QuickBooks Money, you won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too. And if you're a small business owner or even someone dreaming of starting your own business, then you'll want to check out season 2 of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories from Ruby Studio, from iHeartMedia, and Intuit QuickBooks.
Planning your next trip? Choice Hotels has a stay for any traveler you want to be with 22 brands and over 7,400 locations. Whether you're a business traveler, a family road tripper, someone who wants to seek out history and maybe make your own, or just planning a quick getaway, Choice Hotels has a stay for any you. Like a Cambria Hotel, where you can be a cocktail connoisseur and sip locally inspired craft beverages at downtown locations in the center of it all. This is a fun way to visit cities with a lot of history and a lot of fun in mind. Or a Radisson Hotel, for all our productivity powerhouses out there. With flexible workspaces and on-site restaurants, you'll get the most out of your work trip. You'll get the coffee, the Wi-Fi, and the work done. And we can't forget about comfort hotels. Imagine you're a family road tripper, waking up in your big spacious room and then heading down to a free hot breakfast for the entire family, including waffles. So you'll be well-fed and ready for the day's adventure, even if that's just relaxing. After that, you're spending all afternoon relaxing by the pool. You deserve it. What are you waiting for? Join Choice Privileges and start earning points toward your next stay. Find a stay for any you. Book directly at choicehotels.com, where travels come true.
Is your underwear in need of a refresh? Meet Tomboy X, makers of the original boxer briefs for women, queer-founded and queer-run. Tomboy X designs sustainable, gender-inclusive underwear and apparel in sizes 3 extra small to 6 extra large. Use code IHEART at checkout for 20% off your first purchase only at TomboyX.com. Shop now on TomboyX.com.
Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. One of the things we talked about on the show this week was the expulsion of the Acadians. Something that's been on the to-do list for so very long. And also, one of the things that we keep getting requests for, like we've continued to get regular requests for it through the whole time.
Yeah.
It took a very long time to get to it, mostly because it is a very big topic. There's a lot of stuff involved, a lot of context involved. There are several other things that have been on the to-do list for a very long time that similarly are just really big topics that have a lot to get through. A lot of it also incredibly tragic. There are other removals that have been on the list for a really long time that similarly have just a ton of stuff to get through. Another thing is that before I start on an episode, a question that I ask myself a lot of the times, especially if it's about something that did not happen in a place that I have lived, is, do I have the cultural competence to talk about this?
Oh, and right.
Sometimes that answer is no. And even though Canada is our neighbor to the north, it's not that far from where I live. It's a place that I've only been to one time. And when we have talked about Canadian history on the show, often I have discovered that I did not actually have the cultural competence to talk about that, even though I thought that I did. So hopefully we did okay with this particular one, having pieced together a lot of knowledge that I did not have before about the Acadians and about the Mi'kmaq, whose name I think we've probably said incorrectly in every other episode that we've that they've come up. And as I understand it, there are multiple accepted pronunciations.
Yeah.
Now, getting through all of these conflicts and wars between England and France was tricky. And I still am afraid that, like, I've somehow missed an entire one in the outline.
Right. This brought up a fun question for me.
Okay.
Which I will have to hunt down.
and may never find out, but it had not occurred to me, even though I knew about the poem Evangeline, it had not occurred to me that that might be where the character Ray Ray in The Princess and the Frog's girlfriend's name comes from.
Oh.
I don't know how well you remember that movie.
Not really.
But Evangeline is essentially a star, but Ray Ray is convinced that it is the love of his life, another firefly that is just very far away. And so when I think about it in context of this story, I'm like, I bet that's what they're referencing.
That seems like that could be the case.
Yeah.
I also, I had a lot of Henry Wadsworth Longfellow feelings when I got to that part of the research, because he wrote various poems that sort of romanticized and grieved for a lost people, simultaneously setting up a lot of like incorrect ideas about those people. Like his Song of Hiawatha has come up on the show in previous episodes. As I understand it, Evangeline was pretty well received among Acadian people when it came out. I don't know that those feelings are still the same today. I don't want to speak for anybody, and I did not really get into that and when I was researching it, but like it does seem like that people were glad that this poem raised awareness of what had happened, even though it did not very accurately represent. Like, I don't think he actually ever talked to any Acadians before writing the poem. I don't know that his research went in that direction as he was writing it, but it was a very influential piece of literature.
Yeah. I would bet almost certainly not regarding the discussions of such things with people actively connected to it, because that's been the case for a long time. That was the standard. Slowly but surely, things shift. But now I want to go watch Princess and the Frog again. And also, you know, eat a lot of delicious things. I feel almost guilty that the beautiful thing to grow out of this is Cajun culture and all of the amazing music and food that we all get to enjoy.
Mm-hmm. A lot of very delicious and wonderful stuff.
Oh.
If folks... want more information about this. I know we still don't have a place to put our show notes. We continue to get questions about, like, where are the show notes? And we don't have a great place to put show notes right now. Maybe that will change. I don't know. It's fingers crossed. Totally unclear. But if folks are like, I wish I knew a lot more about this, one of the books that I had as a source for this episode was called A Great and Noble Scheme, The Tragic Story of the Expulsion of the French Acadians from their American Homeland. And it is like 600 pages long. So I talked at the top of the episode about the gap between like a one pager and the, you know, the realities of what happened, the gap between our probably 45-ish minute episode of this one, the gap between that and a 600 page book. There's a lot of detail that is in there that we didn't really get into. So again, happy Friday. Hope everybody has a great weekend. Whatever's on your plate, we will be back Saturday with a Saturday classic and then Monday with a brand new episode. Stuff You Missed in History Class is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Is your underwear in need of a refresh? Meet Tomboy X, makers of the original boxer briefs for women, queer-founded and queer-run. Tomboy X designs sustainable, gender-inclusive underwear and apparel in sizes 3 extra small to 6 extra large. Use code IHEART at checkout for 20% off your first purchase only at TomboyX.com. Shop now on TomboyX.com.
A
Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.